Yeah, I love that you guys are putting, you know, the animals' needs in the forefront of the decisions in your process and your operations. I mean, that's just awesome.
My name is Erica Nichol.
And my name is Joshua Griffin.
Thank you for listening to Behind the Scenes in Tidewater,
where we go behind the scenes with people, stories, and us.
Let's go behind the scenes right now.
Welcome to Behind the Scenes in Tidewater, where we go behind the scenes with our local businesses, philanthropy, and community involvement. And Erica, this is the first time, well, let me rephrase. This is the first time I think we're going to be able to go live with video because of so many hiccups. We've recorded episodes in the past, but they didn't make it to video because of technical difficulties. But I think we're finally getting there.
Yeah, so, fingers crossed.
That's right. So today we have an awesome guest. We've done all kinds of things on our show, but I think I love the episodes where we're actually interviewing folks that are making a difference. And I think this episode's no different than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is going to touch all of our listeners' hearts because everybody loves animals. So I'm excited about this.
Me too. Today's guest, her name is April Martinez. She's the Chief Executive Officer at Gloucester Matthews Humane Society. And April, if you would, start off by telling us a little bit about you and a little bit about what you do.
Absolutely. Thanks so very much for having me today. It's always a treat to talk with folks, including you and your listeners and viewers who share our same heart for homeless pets. As you said, I'm Chief Executive Officer of Gloucester Matthews Humane Society. I have been with the organization since October of 2018. And my work involves developing the strategic vision, a bit of fundraising, operational changes, community outreach, and education. And our organization is actually among the longest continuously operating animal welfare organizations in the state.
Wow.
We were founded in 1912.
No kidding.
Wow. I had no idea.
The long history of saving and transforming lives.
Why do you think that is? I know that might sound like a weird question, but why do you think that you're one of the longest running versus, say, someone else?
Sure. I appreciate your asking that question. Trust and transparency, they're really core to our brand and our special approach to saving the lives of homeless pets. And we really operate within an open door, an open book, and we seek to extend a sense of hospitality, not just to the homeless pets who count on us to save and transform their lives, but our stakeholders, our donors and friends, those who access our services, those who perhaps they don't want to adopt, they just want to visit the shelter and see the pets who are looking for their forever home. So I say that sense of hospitality and trust and transparency, those are the three probably largest contributing factors to our longevity.
I love that. I was, when we first were talking, I was saying how the first time that I went to Gloucester Matthews, it was down Orangutan Road. That's where the shelter was way back in the day. You guys have really changed a lot since then.
Thank you. We've been in our current facility, which is located at 6620 Jackson Lane, just off of Main Street near the Walmart 17 intersection, for about 13 years now. And for anyone who is reluctant to visit an animal shelter because they're afraid that it might be a sad or a heart-wrenching experience in some way, I definitely encourage them to visit GMHS. And I think, Erica, they'll have a similar experience to what you've had when you visited our current facility. It is a space of light and love and hope. It's open, it's airy, it's clean, and it's just it's a place where these sweet creatures who count on us, they go not just to get a chance to survive, but have the opportunity to thrive. And I certainly encourage any of your viewers or listeners to pay us a visit.
Yeah, actually, let's, before we get too much into it, how can listeners find you? What are your social media handles? And if somebody was interested in coming in there, you know, what would, what, how can they reach you?
Most definitely. So we are open Wednesday through Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. And we're open for walk-in visitors that time. Anyone is welcome to come visit us. And you can find us on social media at GM Humane Society. And our website is gmhumanesociety.org.
Very awesome. Cool. I'm curious because we used to ask this question and we've kind of gotten away from it. But I'm actually curious the answer to this for you guys. And that is, how did COVID and all that kind of affect? Because I would think the idea is you want people to come in and fall in love with a pet that they're going to help and rescue. So, you know, I'm sure that changed some things.
It did for GMHS, as it did for so many businesses. We were really fortunate in that we had a couple of strategic changes in the works in the months leading up to the beginning of the pandemic, that the stars really aligned for us so that we were able to very quickly pivot to the online processing of adoption questionnaires. We reduced the cycle time for processing them from 3 days to fewer than 24 hours. We also moved to appointment only adoptions. And this is another example of an operational change that we made because of the pandemic that turned out to really benefit the pets and prospective adopters. We used to show pets to prospective adopters just as on a walk-in basis. However, having those meet and greets done by appointment really made for a higher quality interaction for the prospective adopters because we blocked the time. There were no other clients that we needed to attend to during that time. For the pets, they experienced a less stressful time of meeting a stranger initially, because we were able, knowing that when the appointment would occur, we could take dogs out, for example, for a walk and let them burn off some energy, burn off some stress, so that they were able to present the best, least stressed version of themselves during that adoption appointment. And that's certainly an operational change that we will continue to work to, because it's a win-win-win.
Yeah, I love that you guys are putting, you know, the animals' needs in the forefront of the decisions in your process and your operations. I mean, that's just awesome. I already know the answer to this, but I want you to tell our listeners about the program that you were telling me over the phone about how other ways that you guys adopt out animals, like when you were talking about the beagles in particular.
Oh, the Highway to Home?
Yes, yes.
This is one of our favorite programs. It's called Highway to Home. It was founded in 2015. And this is a program that allows us to transfer pets from our shelter to approximately 60 different shelters located throughout the Northeast that are located in communities that have a great demand for adoptable pets, but very low homeless pet populations. So we're able to meet their adoption need. We're able to limit the length of time that pets spend in our shelter. We're also able, through this program, to pull pets from other shelters, shelters that are at or exceeding capacity or have a high euthanasia rate. Sometimes they have to euthanize for space, so we're able to help meet that need and save those lives. And one of the beautiful aspects of this program is that when pets make it to the destination shelters through Highway to Home, they are adopted within a matter of days of their arrival in the vast majority of cases. And there are some adoption guaranteed partners where our van rolls into the shelter parking lot and there are adopters already waiting to make that connection with our pets. So it's a really an incredible program that has proven to be transformative, not just for GMHS, but for shelters throughout the region from whom we transfer in pets and then onto Highway to Home partners.
That's so clever. I feel like, I'm so sorry. I just want to say,
no, go ahead.
And I don't know how that entire program works, but I would imagine that if you had one shelter, I've often wondered this in the past, is if you had one shelter with, say, you know, 10 Chihuahuas. Well, the likelihood of somebody coming in and adopting all those Chihuahuas might be lower than if they were spread out, like each shelter having one or two Chihuahuas, then they have a better chance at getting a home. Am I right on that?
Exactly. You're totally right. And it's really fascinating. Erica, to circle back around to your comment about the beagles, that—
Yeah, tell Josh about that. I love that.
different communities have different preferences for breeds of pet. I'm a beagle owner myself. I'm mom to two rescue beagles, Bailey and Winnie. Bailey is actually joining us in the background here today. And one of our rescue partners, it's Adams County SPCA, located in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. This is the magical land where they love beagles and hounds. They cannot get enough of beagles and hounds. And they have proven to be a truly incredible partner for us. You both know, you know, being in Gloucester, that there's no shortage of and beagles who are looking for a second chance to lead lives of hope and happiness. And so we are able to provide them a steady stream of beagles and hounds to meet the—
That's so great. I just love that, you know, because that is— at least I thought it was, but I think you guys have solved it. You know, that was a problem with hunting dogs and getting lost in the owners and then people not really taking care of them. And hounds, I've had one. They're a high energy. They need a job. They can't really be, you know, ignored. And so I just love that, you know, Gettysburg is like, bring us all your beagles and hounds. Yeah. We'll take them all.
And there's another really cool partner that we have, Treetops Kitty Cafe. They're located in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, and it's a cat cafe. So you can schedule an appointment and you can go in and enjoy some time with the cats that they have roaming throughout the cafe and adopt from them. And a lot of the cats that they feature in the cafe come from GMHS.
I love that. That's awesome.
Fun.
I have a question. I'm curious, you know, and maybe there's not a specific answer, I don't know, but I lost my best friend this past year.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And he was with me every step of the way. His name was Buck. And so I have been looking— I know he'll never be replaced, but I've been looking for another best friend. Mm-hmm. And I usually go to petfinder.com. Is there a place that you guys think is like, this is where folks should go if they're looking to adopt? Is that website, or is there another better place?
That's certainly an option. The first choice that I always encourage folks to make is to visit the GMHS website.
Right.
If you go to gmhumanesociety.org and you click on adopt, you will see profiles of all of the pets that we have available for adoption. Photos. We, you know, certainly want to practice transparency, sharing information that we might have about each of the pets and their likes, their dislikes, their unique qualities, so that folks can maybe make that first step toward a heart connection via our website. But certainly Pet Finder, Pet Tango, those are both two websites that folks can find a good variety of pets who are looking for forever homes.
Josh, I found your next dog. His name is Royce. He is a male and he is so cute. He's got the biggest smile on his face.
I thought I found, there was a dog that had been on Pet Finder for a really long time and he was a little Chihuahua.
Aww.
And his name was Pepe. And I had emailed them and everything, but then I guess someone adopted him because they never responded. And then all of a sudden he was not on there anymore. So
now if there is a specific breed of dog that you or anyone else might be looking for, you can— if you go to our adoption webpage, you can just fill out any adoption questionnaire for any dog, and then there'll be a comment section where you can note the type of dog that you're looking for, and we will do our very best to find that for you. If you've visited the shelter lately, you've noticed that we have a very good variety of dogs. We've had Dobermans, Bichons, Poodles, Walker Hounds, just runs the gamut. And one of the reasons why we have such a diverse shelter population is because we do go to shelters throughout the region and we transfer in dogs. There is a local shelter that we go every Wednesday, and we pull between 8 and 12 dogs. So it is really an ever-changing cast of characters at GMHS. So coming to visit us or going on the website, those are the two best ways to see who's available. And if you don't see what you're looking for, let us know, and we will put our nose to the ground and find that pet for you.
I also noticed while surfing your website, one thing you guys do that I don't think a lot of shelters do is you don't just have dogs and cats. There's some other animals on there too.
That's true. If you're looking to make a heart connection with a rooster, we can help you with that. We have the rooster Ritz, we like to call it, which is a very fancy coop that was built by our board president, Dr. Richard Crowder. We also have a robust collection of small animals. We have had everything from rabbits to ferrets. We had a hedgehog recently. Let's see, what else? Hamsters, guinea pigs, mice, birds. So you never know what you might find.
Yeah. And I'm also surfing the website, which, by the way, just as far as like a user-friendly aspect, it's very user-friendly.
Yeah.
And very organized, very clean. But I also love that you guys post the animals that are at Gloucester Animal Control and Middlesex Animal Control.
Yeah.
They're also on here.
Thank you. And we've had a long-standing relationship with Gloucester County Animal Control. Our volunteers actually provide the daily afternoon dog walking and care for all of the dogs at Gloucester County Animal Control. And our GMHS team members, they provide the morning feeding, daily care, and cleaning for the dogs housed there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So obviously you guys rescue dogs and you help them find homes and all of that. What are some other things that you do? I see that there's a way for folks to donate and help. Is there anything else that you'd like to highlight?
Well, one of our signature programs is our pet pantry. And last year alone, we distributed more than 30,500 pounds of food to pet owners. And the pet pantry program is among my favorites because of its widespread reach. And it helps owners who are experiencing financial difficulties, usually they tend to be temporary, access free pet food, which keeps their pets in their loving homes, which is where they belong, and out of the shelter. And it's not lost on us the difficulty that some folks might experience or their reluctance to seek that service. We don't judge anyone. In fact, we applaud them for seeking that service with us because they're doing what's right by their pet. And we've worked hard to make that service accessible. It's a one-page registration form. We're not asking for several forms of proof of income or employment. What matters to us is connecting the client and their pet in need with a service that keeps them all together and is in as efficient a way as possible. For our pet pantry clients who have pets that are not spayed or neutered, we also offer to cover the cost of having their pets altered at our Fixin' to Save Spay and Neuter Clinic, which is located at White Marsh Shopping Center. And folks, there are some who they'll take advantage of that program for just a couple of times. And there are those who are maybe on it for a few months. We're really grateful to all the community members who help us meet that need, because the donations of pet food are what help us be able to provide food to our pet pantry clients.
Yeah, I love the pet pantry thing, because as you were talking, I almost kind of got a little emotional thinking of, like, you think of some folks when they get a little older and, you know, maybe they're going through some tough times, and sometimes, you know, their pet is what really kind of keeps them going, you know? So I think that's amazing.
Yeah. And also,
I appreciate you making that observation, Josh, because pets, you know, when we think about our social network and our level of connectedness with others, it is important to acknowledge the support that our furry friends offer us in a time of disruption or instability or stress or distress. The love of a pet is oftentimes what contributes to one's ability to keep going.
That's right. I totally agree. And I also would imagine, I mean, I only know this from my own experience because I have a dog with all the allergies. I'm sure there's even situations where the dog food is too expensive and they're not able to, you know, I'm sure that all adds up. Yeah. I think that's a great, great program to offer. And definitely let people know that.
And just kind of an interesting fun fact, if you will, you know, we of course consider the pet pantry an intake diversion opportunity because it keeps pets in their home and out of the shelter. But if you look at the pounds of food distributed through that program annually, we are essentially supporting another shelter full of pets for a year. So we are keeping a year's worth of pets out of the shelter and in their homes. And that's a pretty incredible thing for us to be able to partner with donors and supporters to be able to do.
Amen. Wow. That is awesome. Yeah. That's like the coolest program. I mean, that is so cool. Well, cool. But so I think I just said cool like 10 times in a row. So
it's really cool.
It's cool.
I agree.
So cool.
Stay tuned and we'll be right back with Behind the Scenes. Professionalism with a small town approach. Griffin Air is located in Middlesex County, Virginia, and serves the Northern Neck, Middle Peninsula, and Williamsburg areas, offering HVAC, plumbing, and duct cleaning. 12-year parts and labor warranties on installs, we are leading the way in this area. We'd love to earn your business. Call 804-5050-AIR or visit www.griffinair.net for more information and ask about our VIP club for discounts.
Here, owner of Erica Hinkle Events LLC. We are a one-stop shop, full-service wedding and event planning company in the Tidewater area. Our services include wedding coordination, management, partial planning, full service, and floral design, decor, and rentals. I started my company 4 years ago to help couples alleviate wedding-related stresses by managing their plans and vision and allowing them to truly enjoy their wedding day every single minute. Our clients choose us because we strive to exceed their standards and as well as execute the many facets of their wedding day without fail. Because these are once-in-a-lifetime moments, we take our job very seriously. If you want the insurance of your next event to be handled as if it were family, hiring Erica Hinkle Events is your best bet.
We are going to be wrapping up soon, but before we go, each and every guest we have on our show, we like to go, you know, our show is called Behind the Scenes, and we like them to go behind the scenes a little and maybe share something the average listener may not know. What is something you can share with our listeners that, you know, you could go behind the scenes and share?
Sure. So the business of saving lives is incredibly expensive. When you think about animal sheltering, it's easy to kind of think of it as, you know, the pets have a temporary place to stay, you feed them, walk them, and they find new homes. But it's so much more nuanced than that. And I was surprised when I initially joined the leadership team at GMHS to learn the daily cost of care for pets. The daily cost of care for one dog is $17.49. And the daily cost of care for one cat is $16.37. So that certainly adds up over time.
Yeah.
And when you think about the transformative impact of donations that they have to our organization, 92 cents of every dollar donated to GMHS goes directly to pets. It doesn't fund salaries. It doesn't fund marketing. So if you're looking for a sound investment that also saves lives, GMHS is definitely the one to make.
Wow. Very cool. I was just doing some basic calculations and I don't know how many dogs you guys have up there, but I mean, that basically means that each one is over $550 to take care of every month.
Yes. And
that's a lot.
One data point that kind of really put this in perspective for me is when we have litters of puppies. So if we were to have a mama dog and let's say 8 to 10 puppies. If we were to care for them from birth to 8 weeks old, which is the soonest we would be able to adopt them out, you're looking at a $10,000 cost just for that mom and puppies alone.
Wow.
Yeah. Saving lives is expensive, but it is so worth it.
Yeah.
That's why you guys are superheroes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And it's our friends like you and those in the community who position us to be able to save the number of lives that we do.
I'll just jump in and say, if someone is listening to this or they see it on YouTube, because we're now on video, I'm going to put a link to both. If they want to help, either donate or help in another way, I'll put a link to all your website and everything on the show notes.
Awesome. Thank you.
I actually have a question for you, just because I'm on the site and I think we have a little bit of time just to promote. What is there a dog or a cat that you would say people need to come in and see? And
there are two that I would love to share with you briefly. One is named Snickers and one is named Tansy. And Snickers and Tansy, they are two of our longer stay shelter residents. You know, every pet is unique, as you both know, being pet owners. And they are pets that would do better in a home that maybe doesn't have children or other pets. And sometimes those pets, paired with the fact that they're longer stay, they tend to be overlooked. So if you are currently looking to add a pet, a dog to your heart and home, and you don't have any other pets, pay us a visit and ask about Snickers or Tansy. We would love to introduce you to them.
They're both really beautiful. Tansy kind of looks to me like almost has a boxer kind of look.
We haven't done a DNA test, but we certainly agree with you that there's some boxer. Tansy.
And Snickers, he looks like a Snickers bar. That's his coloring. Yes, exactly. And yes, he's super pretty.
The jolliest little fellow. That's how I would describe him. He's a cherub. And they, like all the pets, they deserve loving.
How do you not bring them all home? How do you not live on a farm and bring them all home?
That's an excellent question. The short answer is my husband would never allow them. the longer answer is that, you know, when you work there or you volunteer, you realize that your role is not to bring them all home. It's to pour as much love and hope and kindness into them as you can while you're at the shelter to position them for success in the next chapter of their lives. And that's been helpful to me to kind of view it through that lens. Though I would be lying if I didn't admit to the fact that I'm on the lookout for a third beagle. I'd love to have a trio of beagle.
I'm not allowed to have any more. My husband's cut me off. I've been cut off.
I don't know if that would like it either.
Yeah. I'm just looking at all of the dogs, but yeah, Snickers.
I know that I was like, cuties. I was getting all caught up. I really like Prince too. He's got a little hoodie on. He's super cute.
Oh, he's so handsome. And you'll be excited to know that Prince, we have a relationship with Grounds and Hounds Coffee, where they have fabulous coffee and they donate a portion of their proceeds to the shelter. And Prince was actually earlier this week selected as among five of their social media winners. In that hoodie, that's a Grounds and Hounds hoodie that he's wearing that picture.
He is a handsome boy. I like Royce too. I like that one too. Let me stop. What you looking at over there, Josh?
And again, you know, just to, for those folks out there that maybe they're not dog lovers, there's plenty of other animals on here too that could be loved and
don't need a home. Don't tell my husband I was looking at the guinea pigs.
Well, very cool. So before we wrap up one last time, April, if you would just share where you guys are located, share where folks can help if they want to, and where they can go to do all of that.
Absolutely. So Gloucester Matthews Humane Society is located at 6620 Jackson Lane in Gloucester, Virginia. We're just outside of the courthouse, and you're welcome to visit us anytime during our hours of operation, Wednesday through Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. We always welcome walk-ins, and we're happy to help anybody who visits us. You can also visit us online at gmhumanesociety.org, where you can find information about homeless pets who are waiting to make their heart connection. You can also explore ways to donate to support our life-saving mission. And we're also always looking to add volunteers to our team. So there's a volunteer page as well, where you can learn about the different ways that you can lend your time and talents to help as many pets as possible find their forever homes.
Well, that's it, guys.
Thank you for listening to Behind the Scenes in Tidewater.
Want to share something with us or be a guest on the show? Send us an email at tidewaterpodcast@gmail.com.
Like, share, and subscribe our podcast to help us grow.
And listen for more deals, discounts, and wisdom from the best businesses in the Tidewater area.